recorded live.
Good morning, everybody. It is Saturday, April 7th, 2007. We are all here live on Talk2 for episode number 13 of Sober Talking All About. Hey, I'd love to have you join us. That room. Alright, is that working now? From the chat room. Sorry, you said you couldn't hear me. Alright, so I'm Douglas Bell, WebMax37 in the chat room, Fountain of Apples on phpbb.com forums, and I'm going to be your host for PHPBB Weekly. Love to have you, as I said, love to have you join in. You can come into the chat room. You can also call up 724-444-7444 is the number, and the TalkCast ID is 12418. Also, we need to say that this podcast is not associated or approved by the PHPBB team. This is me doing my own little thing here on TalkShoe. But still, I'd love to have you join in. Today is actually the day before Easter. Catholics call it Holy Saturday. If you're Jewish, it's the sixth night of Passover tonight, whatever. However, I do want to say this is going to be a short show because right now at Central Park, down where I live, is an Easter egg hunt slash event slash parade slash pancake breakfast. And it's actually going on right now. So as soon as the show is over, I'm hopping, going right down there for pancakes. So going to be a little bit of a shorter show today, just to let you know. We got a couple of things we can talk about. I want to start by mentioning that there's been a lot of things going on in the PHPBB world this week, and there's a lot of other things that have been going on in technology on the Internet in general. But definitely one of the big things to talk about is April Fool's Day. And because, you know, the Internet's gotten to a place where on April Fool's Day, everyone goes crazy. And PHPBB this year was no exception. You remember last year they did sort of an unofficial thing where one of the team members on there posted what was supposedly the new style on their blog, and then they found themselves banned for the rest of the day. Of course, it wasn't the new style. It was just a little joke. But that was sort of done offhand. However, this year they had much more of an official thing. If you went on to, and I got completely fooled by this too, if you went on to phpbb.com on the morning of April 1st, starting at midnight UTC, you'd see a thing saying, Olympus on Mars conquered. And if you click on that, then you get to see Birdie, you know, which is the bear, with a paw over an Olympus camera, which was on top of a Mars bar. And that was pretty funny. It was kind of cute, I thought, and I'm going to put a link to that in the chat room. You can also see it by going on to phpbb.com's homepage. But yeah, that was pretty cute, you know, really taking it literally, because, you know, they've been talking about how a lot about PHPBB3 is codenamed Olympus, and Mars is where the mountain, a real mountain called Olympus, is located, and that's where they're naming the whole PHPBB3 on. So when you see this, at first you think, ooh, does this mean that PHPBB3 is final? No, not true. You just could see Birdie over a camera and a chocolate bar. And so I thought that was really cute, and I thought that looks kind of funny. And, of course, Jonathan Stanley, who's SHS on the team, and he's the one who managed all the birdies and said, realize Birdie looks a little drunk. Saying he's hitting the mead, which is honey and all that. So kind of really kind of funny, and that really did brighten up my April Fool's Day. And I actually like that a lot better than, of course, some of the other ones that are on the Internet. You know, there's Google that do their things, and then a lot of other websites do April Fool's jokes. I did an April Fool's joke on my blog about that. So a little cute April Fool's Day. It was kind of funny. That was nice. But then later on that day, this is not April Fool's. This is for real. For those of you who are watching CBS, and CBS is the repository where the latest development code, as the developers work on it for PHP-DB, can be found. And that afternoon, Mike Syverson, who is Acid Burn on the forums, he added the Pro Silver style, the real Pro Silver style, into the PHP-ABB CVS. This is completely different from the Pro Silver style that they unleashed on PHP-ABB.com a while back. Well, not completely different. The same general idea, however, it has a number of differences. And if you went on to the Area 51 forums, area51.phpbb.com, then you can. The next day, they added the full version of Pro Silver on there. And of course, on my blog, webmaxter87.info, I had put up a number of screenshots of both the front end and the new back end. And we're going to get to talk about both of them today. But most of the differences between what you now, what the real Pro Silver is going to be and what the version of Pro Silver on phpbb.com is, first of all, concerns my computer is currently asking me to update software. No. Hold it. Okay, sorry. So, big difference is, first of all, fluid width. A lot of people said when they first went on to the new phpbb.com is that, whoa, that's a fixed width, and, you know, it's fixed to a certain dimension. And, you know, we have these huge screens these days, and the fixed width makes it, like, the majority of the screen is just gray background space, and a lot of people don't like that. Me, it's just the opposite. I'm here on my my 7-year-old computer, and the fixed width is actually bigger than normal. And my computer is picking the worst times to do syncing here, but yeah, bigger than normal, and so it's just kind of contentious. Fixed width has its purposes, but a lot of people sometimes don't like fixed width. Well, the team members were quick to mention that the fixed width was just for the phpbb.com website because, you know, you see their headers and they got these special header images, and so they wanted to make that be fixed width so that it would be in keeping with the new phpbb.com website. The real version of Pro Silver has full fluid width. It will expand as far as your screen can possibly go, or as short as your screen can't possibly go, up to you. Other changes is that it has a slightly different color scheme. Again, it's still Pro Silver. It's still got a lot of the gray stuff. It still has the profile information on the right side. However, it uses a lot more of the blue style. For example, if you look on Area 51, you'll notice that the header is completely blue. You notice that a lot of the borders on the list of forums use the light blue theme, whereas it was gray on phpbb.com. So this is exactly how the style is meant to look and how it is going to look as the default style. And of course, SubSilver 2 is up now. It's no longer called SubSilver for phpbb3. It's SubSilver 2. There's a new capitalization now, which means that just like ProSilver, where there's no capital letters, SubSilver 2 is also no capital letters, different from the one you see in phpbb2. Merely a technicality. If we're talking about it, big deal. I'm going to keep an eye on. So that's what's new with ProSilver. Most of the other stuff is the same. You may notice a few other things. For example, on Area 51, on the upper right where you see the board index, there's a little thing here which lets you use JavaScript to change the font size. Again, depends what browser you're using because it won't work for some web browsers. It may work for others, but it's a little cute thing. It has the A with the little down and up arrows next to it. The search field is now in the upper right. It's a nice piece. I like it because it's easier than having to go to the advanced search. And actually, I had written a mod a few years back. It's just something similar, went up in the upper right-hand corner there. And so it's really nice to see an easier access to search. Again, SubSilver 2 is also available. Looks just like it has always looked on Area 51 for so long. So that's what's coming in Pro Silver. I really like the Pro Silver theme. What I don't like, though, is I had downloaded the CVS and I installed it, and what is different now is that there is a new back-end theme for the administration control panel. And one of the things that's going to be very different in PHP V3 from PHP VB2 is that now the theme for the admin control panel is completely separate from the main website theme. On PHP VB2, the administration templates would be completely integrated with the main template, and here they're completely different. I personally really liked the old version of the administration control panel theme, and that's the same one you saw in all of the beta releases. Kind of subsilvery like, it had the tabs, it had a nice light blue background-ish type thing, and I really liked that. And I was sorry to see that they had replaced it with a new back-end admin panel, which is heavily used using the gray. I have, again, a number of screenshots on one of the recent posts on my blog, which is www.webmaster87.info. I can put a link to that in TalkShoe. However, you can see what those look like, and I'm not quite so enthusiastic about it because I think it looks a little dark. I think it looks a little gray, especially when in comparison to the main Pro Silver page. I would think that it would even be looking better here if they just had it kept a white background. On the main Pro Silver front end, you notice there's a white background, and it looks pretty good. On here, it's all of the black back, a gray background, not black, gray, and so I think it looks a little kind of dark and ish. Otherwise, it's fairly similar to the Pro Silver theme. I would like to know, since they did you offer a choice between Pro Silver and Sub Silver 2 as a default theme, will they offer a choice between Pro Silver-like administration style and the Sub Silver-like administration style? So far, no response on that. We're still going to find out, although I would say it's actually probably unlikely. But there's my comments. They do add one cool sort of little thing to the new version of the admin control panel, is that there's a little Ajax thing here, which lets you hide or display the side menu. It gives you a little arrow, so if you don't like the side menu on the side of the admin control panel, you can click it and it will just go away instantly. And you can click the arrow and it will bring it right back. So that's essentially what's new with the new Pro Silver style. I want to also open it up to anyone who is in the chat room. I got a few people still in there. If they have any comments for themselves for the new version of Pro Silver, if they have any opinions on the new theme, if they want to say, do I like it? Do they not like it? Do they prefer Sub Silver 2? Any comments at all, if you'd like to contribute to in the chat room? Yes, no, maybe so. Okay. D. Brusilovsky says he really likes the new theme. He says, you guys think it looks cool? I again think it looks okay. Better or worse than Sub Silver, do you think? With Sub Silver being the last version, which had the blue and orange sort of style. And also, what do you think about the back end of the administration control panel? Because that's the one that I really do not like personally. Okay, so they say they like the blue. Jonathan says he likes the blue. However, D. Brusilovsky says he doesn't really like the back end style, I think is what he said. Okay, so I guess general consensus. I think a lot of people are mostly complaining, because I still keep an eye on these Pro Silver discussions. Most people seem to be still complaining about having the thing on the mini profile on the right side. Completely understandable. However, it's going to take some getting used to change. Other than that, I don't seem to notice very many complaints. I know that a lot of the complaints about this theme on phpb.com seem to be taken away with the full version of Pro Silver. Okay. However, I'm going to move on to talk about how this is a number of users on Area 51. Again, this is Area 51 being the testing ground with the new development code, are saying are asking the developers to please release beta 6. As we know, we had 5 betas now, and since the 5th beta, which came out at the end of January, I believe, they have since had the server go down. They thought they were going to go right into a release candidate stage next, but then they had the server go down, and then they released Pro Silver. Now Pro Silver is in the code, and what these users are complaining about is that now, you know what, Pro Silver is out, and there's a lot of bugs with Pro Silver, just having the brand new version of that being out there. So they're saying, please release Beta 6. And I'm going to read sort of Code Reader is the user on Area 51 who started this topic. And so this is what he – and he said that – I know that almost everyone is looking for a release candidate, and they're going to be angry. But anyway, he says, first of all, there's a lot of bugs in the bug tracker, and the majority of the recently reported bugs are regarding the new Pro Silver style. He also said that it's pretty clear that Beta 5 is not very relevant anymore. Very few Beta 5 bugs are still being reported. A lot of the bugs in Beta 5 have been fixed already, and many of the reported bugs that are being reported now are relating to the CVS version, which usually means you should send out another development release, either beta or release candidate, so that the general people who do not use CVS can look up bugs. And so he's saying that, you know what, Pro Silver is here now, what you should do, and it's still buggy because, you know, new features, new style, there's going to be errors in it. It's just human nature. So he's saying, you know what, you should get another beta before you go to the release candidate stage, and then when it's more stable, then you can go to release candidate, because release candidate really means a stable release. However, there is, again, a lot of controversy, and of course, if you remember, according to the original plan, before PHPBB had the server go down back in the middle of March, they had said, you know what, we're going to keep the style completely secret until the day of PHPBB3's release. I mean, no one's going to get to see the style during the betas, no one's going to get to see the style until the release candidates. They scrapped that when the server went completely down. They had to completely get brand new hard disks back in March because they figured, you know what, we're going to have to rebuild the entire website from scratch anyway. And then when we go to release the new style, we're going to have to rebuild the website from scratch again. Wouldn't it just save time and be easier? As long as the server's down, let's just put a brand new website with a brand new style in right now. And that's what they did. And then they put the new version of the style in last Sunday, probably expecting to release PHPBB RC1 sometime this week. Didn't happen, and now people are reporting bugs with Pro Silver. It's on Area 51. And so these people are saying, you know what, maybe you should release a 6th beta. I know everyone's waiting for a release candidate. Everyone wants PHPBB 3 to be released. This thing has been in development for 4 years, more than 4 years, actually. And so it's kind of contentious, but we're going to have to wait and see what they do, what the PHPBB teams do. Oh, and I did want to mention that if you missed the date, last Wednesday, April 4th, 2007, was the 5th anniversary of the release of PHPBB 2.0.0. And I put a thing on my blog that says, who knows, maybe the teams are going to release release Candidate 1 on that day, just to mark their 5th anniversary of PHPBB 2. Didn't happen, but it was an idea. But that happened this past week, and that's certainly very notable. Do you want to take a break to mention that if you are in the chat room and you have any kind of questions or general discussion about PHPBB Weekly and you want to talk about it, or if you want to call in, I'd love to have you call in, and so there's still time. We want to move on to the mods and styles of the week. So the mod of the week, let me get it up in my web browser here, is Simple Sub Forums mod, and it is written by PentaPenguin on phpbb.com. PentaPenguin is actually a member of the support team and has a number of mods as well. I'm going to put a link to the mod in the chat room. Simple Sub Forums is a mod which is that basically lets you add subforums, but it doesn't go all out. For example, so it's not quite the same as having subforums in PHPBB3. On there, you can have a limited number of subforms. You could have some subforms 1,000 levels down if you really wanted to. Not that you really would, because that would be an absolute headache for your users, but you could if you wanted to, theoretically. However, what Simple Subforms does is they say, you know what? Most people are probably not going to have subforms more than one level farther down. So that's all that Simple Subforms lets you do. And it doesn't give you a very complex interface. What it does is when you are adding a new form, it adds a little drop-down menu which says, okay, which form here do you want to be the parent form? What form do you want this to be a subform of? Or do you just want it to be right on the main index? So that's essentially the way it works. And so you can have subforms up to one level down, which for most people is probably plenty. I can't imagine very many people going more than one or two levels down on their subforms unless they're simply trying to do it for a testing situation or if they want to make their users go absolutely crazy. And so that's how it works. It's for PHP BB2, fairly simple mod. It does require you to have the Extreme Styles mod installed. And we mentioned it a while ago, and I should have unplugged that. My apologies for that. I unplugged that. I hate it when I do that. When that phone goes off. All right, so Simple Subforms mod, it is a fairly intermediate install. It takes about 30 minutes is what the mod author is recommending. Of course, you can install it with EasyMod, and they recommend doing that. There's a small FAQ that is on the link, which I posted to you guys. And so that's going to be the mod of the week, Simple Subforms mod by PentaPenguin. The style of the week that I want to talk about today is one that I'm really enjoying. I've used this a few years ago, and it is really, I think, a very remarkable template. It is called Mac and Scott 2. It is done by Scott Stubblefield. There is a link to the download going in to the chat room. And this is really good for all you people who like Macintosh, Mac OS X. It is a theme which is very highly resemblant of Mac OS X Panther. And I mean, Scott Stubblefield, he went all out to completely make something that looked that very highly resembled. It has the brushed metal interface. It's got the red, yellow, green closed boxes and all that. Here's a link to the demo going into the chat room if you're in there. And, of course, all these links will be available on our website. I'll talk about that later. So you can take a look at that. You can see that it has various shades of Apple for the no new posts, new posts, popular. It's got a little Finder icon for announcements. Just really well done. And it looks so realistic. I'm actually tempted when I view this theme to try to drag one of these windows away because it looks so realistic to what Mac OS X looks like. So this is a great theme for you, anyone who is making just in general Mac-style forms. There's another variation of it called Mac and Scott, the regular one, which he has. It's a little bit more like earlier pinstripe versions of Mac OS X, but I still don't think it's quite as cool as this theme right here. So Mac and Scott 2, which is by Scott Stubblefield. His website is www.realdealstubblefield.com. And that is the style of the week, Mac and Scott 2. Our folks in the chat room seem to have a little conversation just about themselves, getting to know each other. If you want to say anything about PHP BB, if you have any questions, I'd love to answer them. All you have to do is post them in the chat room. So that's almost it for this show, unless you guys have any other questions. But I do want to mention that PHP BB Weekly, the podcast, now has a brand new website, which I was able to get up this week. The URL is still the same, phpbbweekly.net. However, now if you go on there, you're going to see this brand new website. It's got a great style, which I was lucky enough to find. On the homepage, it has information about TalkShoe and also has information for the upcoming episode, so you can find out what we're going to be talking about on the next episode, when it is. I now have a link which takes you to timeanddate.com, which will show you what time the show starts for a variety of local times. So if you're Somewhere on an awkward spot on the globe, you can now see that. There is a blog now where I will be posting past episodes, which you can listen to, including detailed show notes. Starting with this episode, I will be putting up detailed show notes for every show, which will mean anytime I talk about a mod or a style, there will be a link to it. Anytime I talk about new news, there will be links going everywhere. If I answer questions, I'll put a summary of them on there, starting with episode 13, this episode of the show. Also, any updates saying I have to miss a week or something new coming on the show will be on the blog. If there's breaking PHPBB news, I may put up a response to that on the blog during the middle of the week while we're waiting for the next episode of the show. There are two ways there to listen to past episodes. There is a player on the right sidebar of every single page on phpbbweekly.net, which comes straight off of TalkShoe and lets you quickly listen to any episode of PHPBB Weekly you want. Or you can go on the blog, and again, there's past episodes listed. There's a flash player for each one, and you can see show notes, details starting with this episode. There will be links on there where you can subscribe to the blog feed, you can subscribe to the comments feed, or you can subscribe to to the actual podcast feed. There's also a link on there so that you can subscribe to the blog by email subscription. You can receive the daily digest of anything that's added to the blog, and you can also view the PHPBB Weekly page on iTunes. There's also information there, which detailed information and instructions for helping you call into the show through a variety of methods, shoe phone, VoIP, or telephone, how you can participate during the show. Coming soon, also, this is not working quite yet, but there's also going to be a form on there which lets you send in questions to PHPBB Weekly. So if you can't come on the show when it's live, which is 12 p.m. Eastern Time, 1600 UTC every Saturday, if that's inconvenient for you but you still want to send in a question, there is a form on there which lets you submit that. I'll try to keep it not very specific support, just general questions so I can answer them without having to go back and forth. But if you want to do that, you can send in questions straight from the website. There's a link on the tab saying send in questions. Can't do that quite yet, though, because the email form is not working. I am currently awaiting a response from my web host to have them tell me, okay, wait a minute, why am I not getting any emails from you guys? So as soon as that is available, I will announce it on the blog, and you will be able to send that in. And so that's essentially what's now on the brand new PHPBB Weekly website, if you enjoy it. If you'd like the show, you can now find out more information on there. The next episode of PHPBB Weekly will be next Saturday, April 14th. And so we're going to be starting a two-part series. I'm going to be talking about how to set up forums on PHPBB3 and how to set permissions for forums. PHPBB3 has a very complex permission system, very detailed, and so I'm going to be covering that over two episodes. Next week's going to be talking about forums and setting user permissions to get to forums, and then the following week, April 21st, I will be talking about more advanced stuff in permissions, setting permissions for groups, setting permissions for users, and how to configure permission roles. Very advanced stuff, and hopefully I will know how to talk about it myself at that point. So I hope that's it. And I'm getting feedback because you can't hear me. Because that seems to be working for me. I don't know what's going on. All right. So I guess some people are hearing me, some people are not hearing me. Fine. Sorry about that. Okay. All good now. All right. So any other discussions or questions you want to ask about PHPBB before the show is over? If there's nothing else that you guys want to talk about, then I guess I get to go off to have pancakes. I do want to thank everyone who did participate today. The Only One, Kelvin, Jonathan, Mac Int, and D. Brusilovsky were all in the chat room today. Hope you guys will be able to come back in the future. And so that's going to wrap it up for this episode of PHPBB Weekly. I'm your host, Douglas Bell. Have a great Christmas.